We are very pleased to welcome today to WWNO Edgar Chase. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jack, for having me.
Edgar, you are Dookie Chase III.
Yes, my grandfather, who passed away in the 50s, was Dookie Chase I. He was known about town because of lottery and numbers running, as they would say. But as a result of that, he founded a restaurant with his wife, and it's been established on Orleans and Miro since 1941. It's called Dookie Chase's Restaurant. My mother is Leah Chase, the executive chef there, and my father is Dookie Chase Jr. Now, I have a son, Edgar Chase IV, who also goes by Dookie, but he says, call him Dook, D-O-O-K. So he drops off the Y.
Okay. You have a delightful family.
Thank you.
I see Leah at a number of functions around town. The family is talented, obviously, and the family is very generous. Let me say that as we begin here with your services that you give towards the community, pro bono work, as lawyers would say that you do.
Well, I used to practice law.
Oh, did you?
I'm
indeed.
Familiar with pro bono, and I love the pro bono project of the law profession. But I got out of law, and I used to be a CPA. I got out of that at the end of December of 2011 to focus more on what I could do as a community member if I had more time, how we can make nonprofit organizations more responsive to developing economic bases of the city. And one is the Musical Arts Society of New Orleans that hosts the International Piano Competition.
Right. That's grown. Having worked in classical music here at WWNO in the past, I've watched that develop from year to year. It's become quite a respected event in the musical world.
It is. Here with me is Kara McCoo, who's also on our board of directors, and she teaches in a couple of...
Hi there, Kara.
Hey.
Pianist here at the University of New Orleans.
We have brought you here to talk... about a specific event. I'm happy to have the opportunity also to learn a little bit about you and about the family background. I don't think that too many people need an introduction to Dookie Chase Restaurant. How has it been going since you got back surprisingly quickly after the event of 2005, and how are things going since then?
Well, I'd first like to thank those people who made donations and volunteered to restore the restaurant. But since then, we've been doing very well. We're still only open for lunch, except on Fridays where we're open for dinner. My sister Stella Chase Reese operates the restaurant, and she wants to open on Saturdays and Sundays. But we're looking for staff people, mm-hmm. cooks and things of that sort, and janitors and all those things that go with a full-time operation.
We are coming upon the 85th birthday of your dad, right?
Right. My dad is a remarkable man, as all fathers are, so I've learned that what we have to do as sons is pay homage to our fathers, and that's one of the reasons why I thought I would, working with the Preservation Resource Center in New Orleans and their Ladies in Red program, which honors jazz musicians primarily in New Orleans and the culture of jazz, collaborate with them and the Musical Arts Society that does classical music and honor my father. My father was a big-time, big-band jazz musician, a trumpet player, and nothing makes him smile more than talking with musicians and hearing musicians and listening to music. So I wanted to see him smile a lot on his birthday, his 85th. So therefore, we're hosting at the restaurant on March the 23rd, two settings for his birthday, two seatings. One at 11, where there'll be various musicians performing, and another one that starts the crowds enter at 2, well, there'll be another set of various musicians performing, and he will smile that entire day, and that's what I'm living to see, his smile.
Has he ever been, pardon my ignorance, has he ever been involved in the active day-to-day running of the restaurant?
Oh, he's there 99.9% of the time. Uh-huh. You don't see him because he is the behind-the-scene back-office person doing all the things, making sure everything is running right. And he's very much like most fathers, close to the vest on what bothers them. So you never see fathers smile as much. And children need to see their father smile. So that's why this will bring his personality out. Hopefully he'll sing that day.
Kara, you're with us as well. Jump right in here and tell us a little bit about what's going on. You're a musician yourself as well, and you'll be performing, I understand.
Well, right. I'm a classical pianist, but Each seating, as Edgar said, will have a musical program. This program will be about 50 minutes in length, and both will feature some of the city's finest jazz and classical musicians. I'm calling it a jazz classical gumbo of sorts, I guess, with a little lagniappe, because the musicians will be playing some jazz, some classical, some jazz classical fusion. It's going to be a really, really great program, and I know it will be exciting as well and really fun for us all to work together.
You, Edgar, have mentioned a couple of the organizations with which you're involved. Now, they're going to, we hope, benefit from this. We're talking about MASNO, right, and PRC?
Yes. The benefit will be 60%, at least 60% of the money raised will be split 50-50 between the Musical Arts Society of New Orleans and the Preservation Resource Center's Ladies in Red program. So that's very important to both organizations. As we know, it's hard raising money in anywhere now. And so both organizations can use the fund to promote their mission. The mission of the Ladies in Red program is to talk more about my city, my home, and restore the homes of jazz musicians, often putting plaques on the homes of renowned jazz musicians from the city of New Orleans to say, here, we want to pay homage to the culture of our city. And the Musical Arts Society is doing very much the same thing with classical musicians. There are quite a stock of classical musicians here, and we know the LPO and others, music friends of music that promote classical music. So this city, as Kara said, is really a city of fusion, of international fusion, of international cultures. And music is a significant language which allows people to communicate. And we're going to be communicating across jazz and classical music.
Kara McCool is with us, and Edgar Chase, Dookie the Third.
That's me. Thank you, Jack.
What a delight to have you both with us today. Good luck with the event on Saturday, and thanks for coming to WWNO.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.